Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road. We really mean we're on the road today. We're down in Mize, Mississippi for the 47th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival here in Mize. Our special coverage today, sponsored by the Smith County Board of Supervisors, the Smith County Emergency Hospital, Taylorsville Poultry Supply, Taylorsville Drug, CNS Body Shop, and Taylorsville Tire Company. And Kelly Sander, Bob Getty, hoping that we leave with a free Smith County watermelon.
I hope so. And I'm telling you, the gardener that lives behind me in my neighborhood, who doesn't have any skin in the game, says absolutely positively Smith County watermelons. He doesn't know how, doesn't know why it happens, but he said they are unquestionably the best tasting watermelons in the world.
Well, there we go. Got to have a lot of entertainment down here for folks all weekend. Live music, a lot of trailers and stuff, food trailers and stuff setting up. So it's going to be a fun weekend down here at the 47th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival. We'll be talking to the Watermelon Queen, the mayor of Mize, Mississippi, and the festival coordinator, Teresa Stewart, a little later in the show. But first, on the road, we want to kick off with an old friend that we haven't heard from in a long time. Sam Sklar was a writer for the Hattiesburg American very briefly that did a really great job covering Southern Miss sports, and then they snatched him away. It took him to the dark side. Sam is now up in Starkville. Am I right, Sam?
I am in Starkville, up in the dark side. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a while, but you know, I always appreciate coming on to Eagle Hour, and always love my time too in Southern Miss and Hattiesburg. So I'm looking forward to coming down there in August for Week One.
Well, I don't know what you did to deserve that, to be shipped to Starkville. Yeah. And when do you
get
parole?
But I will tell you this: I do remember Sam telling me when he was here how much he enjoyed covering Southern Miss, and so I think that's genuine. You know, from his heart. All right, Sam, unusual year for Mississippi State to come to Hattiesburg and open up. That just does not happen much. And needless to say, that's creating a lot of excitement. But with the second-year coach at MSU, I think they went heavy into the portal, if I'm not mistaken. And then the literal wholesale turnover of the coaching staff and roster at Southern Miss. Do any of us really know what to expect, Sam?
I really don't think so, and that's just the crazy part about it, is trying to come up with predictions, and I really personally have no clue what to expect, because you've got this Southern Miss team that is completely new, and, you know, you don't know who's going to be playing where or how quickly, you know, Charles Huff can get Southern Miss, you know, playing at a high level. And then also with Mississippi State, you know, they were so bad last year, and expected to be better because it can't really be much worse. But how much better is it? You know, we don't really know until that happens or until the game starts. So I have no idea what's going to happen. I think it's definitely possible that Southern Miss could win the game. And, you know, if that does happen, I think people here and the Mississippi State fans would be kind of going crazy to start the season 0-1 with losing to Southern Miss to start the year.
Sam, one of the things about the transfer portal and NIL is it doesn't seem like fan bases are as likely to give their coaches 4 years or 5 years to rebuild, because it's been proven now a couple times that you can turn it around in 1 year. So, and again, we're putting the cart way ahead of the horse, But if Coach Lebby runs into some trouble early on, could his days already be numbered after he just got started?
Yeah, it's definitely a good question. You know, Zach Selman, the athletic director, he never likes to say, like, oh, someone's got to win X amount of games in order to keep your job or whatever. But, you know, you look at that, if what we were just talking about, the Southern Miss game could go either way. It very well could. And then, you know, week two, they're hosting Arizona State, who won the Big 12 and was in the college football playoff. That's not going to be an easy game either. And so, you know, if you start 0-2, I mean, that's just really, really bad. So you can't let that happen. And then, you know, eventually, also in September, you have host Northern Illinois out of the MAC, who went on the road last year and upset Notre Dame. And, of course, Mississippi State got blown out at home by Toledo last year. So, you know, I don't really know what kind of leash, I guess, that Jeff Lebby has. I think a lot of it will just have to depend on how the games go, you know, what the record. Because I think there's a possibility, because their schedule is so, so difficult this year with the SEC, they just flipped their opponents from last year. So you have the same opponents, but they've just flipped all the home and road games. So the Mississippi State might be better, but better might only be 4-8, which is kind of the crazy thing about it.
Well, one of the things when you talk about what you're saying, that it's going to probably be this thing we're going to be saying every year now, is we don't know about what our team is like. We've got 40 new guys. There's going to be turnover everywhere. That's going to be the norm from now on, isn't it, Sam? Which makes being a media person a lot more difficult to do your job when the names are turning over like a Rolodex.
Yeah, it definitely is. You have to just kind of rely a lot more on, like, you know, stats that so-and-so had at their previous team, but you never really know how that's going to translate. And, you know, from a Mississippi State perspective, the offensive and defensive lines are almost completely revamped, because those were major weaknesses last season. And, you know, it seems like they have more depth and some better talent there that should help. Like, we just won't truly know who will be starting, who will be playing a lot, who will be part of the rotations, and how much better those particular players make it. Because also from a Mississippi State standpoint, they really didn't change much of the coaching staff at all from the assistant side. The only assistant that was let go was Cody Kennedy, who was the offensive line coach and replaced by Phil Loadholt, but everyone else was retained. So I guess that's maybe one way to kind of counteract that aspect of how you're getting all these new transfers in, is keeping some continuity on the coaching staff. So the entire defensive staff was retained, despite them having the worst defense in the SEC. They hired Vincent Dancy as an outside linebackers and edge rushers coach, and got a couple other defensive assistants that are former FBS coaches that are supposed to be just provide some experience and help on the defensive side. So, you know, we'll see what that means in terms of wins and losses, though, kind of starting next month.
Sam, one would assume, being in the Southeastern Conference, State would come in with some advantages, right? Where do you think, if in fact Mississippi State will have an advantage, where will that be on the field?
Yeah, I think in these type of matchups, I always am looking at the line of scrimmage to start. You know, just typically, you know, generally speaking, you would think that these SEC teams are a little bit bigger, stronger, and can move bodies around in the trenches on both sides of the ball. But again, that was such a big weakness for Mississippi State last year that we don't know if that's going to be the case, especially with Southern Miss also having such a new team. You know, when Mississippi State played Toledo last year, they got sacked 5 times, and Toledo ran for almost 200 yards. So, you know,
wow.
How much it's going to be hard to tell, at least right now, how much better Mississippi State is in that regard. But I do think that the running backs will be a strength for them this year. They returned Devon Booth, who was the leading rusher, and also got, you know, you guys are familiar with Fluff Bothwell out of South Alabama. He's now at Mississippi State as well. So that's going to be probably the strength of the team. And even though Lebby, you know, the team wasn't great, the offense was still pretty decent, even though Blake Shapen got injured in week four. So I think the offense will be good kind of regardless, but I'll be looking especially at the defensive and offensive lines.
Before we run out of time in the segment, do you think we're going to see more home-and-home football down the road between these two schools?
I hope so. I personally, I love them. I think it's a lot of fun. You know, I don't know anything if those things are being talked about, but I think these games are a ton of fun. I was looking at Mississippi State's future schedule just yesterday, and I noticed I think in 2030 they play at Troy, which is kind of interesting. So, you know, I think that's always fun, especially, you know, these in-state games. You know, obviously Southern Miss and Ole Miss don't ever seem to play each other, but it's fun that State and Southern Miss kind of consistently play each other because I think brings the state together pretty well.
I don't think we're going to see Ole Miss and Southern Miss playing football in our lifetime.
No, but I think if State comes down here and wins, I think the odds are better that Southern will
probably
play State.
Probably.
But if Southern wins, maybe no chance.
Hey, it should be a lot of fun, Sam, and we know you're going to be down here. Maybe you could hook up with us a day or two before the game and come on the show and come out to the studio. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, would love to do that. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Sam. We appreciate it. More from the 47th Annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival in Mize, Mississippi. Kelly's got his eyes on those melons. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road, and we're in the heartland here at Mize, Mississippi, 47th Annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival. Today's cover is sponsored by the Smith County Board of Supervisors, the Smith County Emergency Hospital, Taylorsville Poultry Supply, Taylorsville Drug, CNS Body Shop, and Taylorsville Tire Company. Hey, we're honored to have the mayor of Mize here with us, Mayor Joe Hancock. And, Mayor, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate it.
Glad to be here. I appreciate you guys coming out and supporting us.
All right. Here's the number one question. You knew this was coming.
Okay.
Are Smith County watermelons the best in the world? And if so, why?
Well, it's kind of like the Ford commercial. You want to know which truck is the best? Look over the fence. Just look and listen to people. And anywhere you go, Smith County watermelons, that's what people want. They've got the sweetness. The sandy soil allows the water to drain off, allowing the meat in the melon to sweeten up when it dries out some.
You gave us a brief history of it, but you said there was a time that in Smith County, watermelons were loaded on trains and sent to Chicago. Is that talk a little bit about the history and the current distribution of these famous watermelons?
Well, I'm not old enough to go back too far in history, but as I understand it, I've seen the photographs. As a matter of fact, I think there's one still in the hamburger house on the east wall there. There was a loading dock on the east side of the hamburger house. And the trucks would come in, wagons, and they would load watermelons and ship them to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And later on, the trucks, you know, they had a lot of trucks hauling them up north.
Mm-hmm. What has that meant for Mize and Smith County, the popularity of these particular watermelons?
Well, by name, anywhere you go, I can remember when I was a kid going to a grocery store in Jackson with my sister who lived there, you know, and I was in elementary school and I'd see signs, Smith County watermelons. I didn't understand it then, but anywhere you go in the state, you know, they recognize a Smith County watermelon.
No question.
Yeah, but when they go to South, I mean, you could be in Bangor, Maine, and they've got a sign that says Smith County. Now, how do we know we're getting a Smith County watermelon just because the sign is up there?
When you ate it.
Yeah, but then it's too late, Mayor. If it's a bad one, I know it's not there from Smith County, and it's too late.
Well, the odds are they wouldn't ship to Maine.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Tell us about the festival now. The population here in Mize is what, a couple hundred people, a couple thousand people?
Probably about 350 people.
350?
Say, yeah, small town.
And you'll have maybe 4,000 to 5,000 people in here this weekend, live music tonight and tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about the history of the festival.
Well, the festival, I believe this is the 47th year.
Yeah.
It started originally back in town. There again, in the Woodyard area on the east side of the Hamburger House back in the early 70s, mid 70s.
Well, Kaylin Hollingsworth is the watermelon queen.
And doing a great job for us.
Talk about Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
I look at you two guys and myself, and then here she sits. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
So how did you become the watermelon queen, dear?
So we go through an interview, the Miss and the Teen group. We have to talk about the Watermelon Festival, what it means to us, and then, of course, personal things that we have going on in our lives, such as I'm 20 years old and I'm doing all the college stuff and all of that. So figuring out life and everything. And then, of course, you do your normal thing that you do in a pageant, and you walk on stage in your beautiful pageant dress and you have your hair and makeup done, and that's how you become the Watermelon Queen.
Kelly does that about every other weekend, puts on his dress and gets his hair and makeup done.
Bob, I told you I stopped doing drag years ago.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Kaylin, is this rumor true that you will be thrown into the creek? Is there any truth to that?
It absolutely is. I am getting walked all the way across to the other side to get thrown on the creek, because since they did some renovations to the park, we can't be thrown in the same place we used to be, but now it's getting moved to somewhere else and they will still be throwing me in.
When is that going to happen?
It's happening after the watermelon eating contest on Saturday. So if you want to see a queen get thrown in the creek after the watermelon eating contest, you can watch.
But why does it happen? Why would anybody want to do that to you?
You know, there is a little speculation that they had a mean queen one year and they wanted to throw her in, and then it became a tradition.
Oh, I see. But that's not you.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah. I have great parents. They raised me to be really good.
I'm sure. Are you a local girl?
I'm actually not. I'm from the Newton-Decatur area, but it's not that far from Mize, about 45 minutes.
I see. And so how do you compete for this? You just enter the contest? Is that
you just enter the competition and you compete.
So what have you learned about watermelons? Obviously, you're representing not only just a town, but an industry.
I've learned that everybody has their different opinions on how you pick the perfect one. So a lot of people say that it's the roundness of the watermelon. I know my dad has always thumped them and said how hollow it is or the way it sounds. And then some people say that it's the pattern on the watermelon. Mm-hmm. Some people say it's the soil. You have so many different opinions. I think it's really cool.
Well, this man would probably know. Now,
yeah,
how do you pick
would.
A good watermelon?
Well, like you said, they thump, and it's kind of like grazing anything. You've been around it so long that you automatically know by bumping it or by the stem. There's a lot of ways. Now, when we were young, we'd go out there and cut a plug out in the middle of it.
Right,
you know,
right. I've always heard the stem needs to be dead. Is that correct?
Right.
Is that correct?
And see, when I'd pull the plug out, I would do that, but I'd put some Tito's vodka in there.
Well, they're not talking about the same thing, Kelly.
Okay.
Now, are there both red meat and yellow meat Smith County watermelons?
They are. Some people still grow the yellow meat. But the red meat is the most popular.
The yellow meat is not as popular, right?
That's right. To me, I just never cultivated a taste for the yellow meat and melon. Mm.
But see, Smith County in and of itself is a big place, because you got other towns like Taylorsville, you got Raleigh, you got some other great towns here, but it's only Mize that's known for the watermelon. So there has to be something specifically. You mentioned the soil, Mayor, but can the soil be that different?
It can. It can. It's real sandy. If you can walk, you've seen the creek. Anywhere out here, you dig 6 or 8 inches below that asphalt, you're going to hit sand, except the clay they hauled in. As a matter of fact, we were doing some work on the lagoon, sewage lagoon. The engineers came out, and they looked all over the county for clay. They had been educated on clay, and they wanted something that was impact compactable for the lagoon. They had to go outside of Smith County to find clay that had less sand composites in it. They could not find the right clay that would compact like they wanted to in Smith County.
And so, the most important thing is the drainage with the sand, because you've talked about being ankle deep in water, and that wouldn't matter. In a few days,
it's gone.
All right, Kayla, you're the queen.
Yes, sir.
Red meat, yellow meat?
I say red meat. It's always been my personal favorite, but I actually have not. I mean, I've tried yellow meat, but I guess I've never really just enjoyed it the
most. Is there a difference in the flavor? I don't think I've ever eaten a yellow meat watermelon.
I don't think they're quite as sweet.
That's what I was going to say. To me, they're not quite as sweet.
All right, Kaylin. So are you in the watermelon eating contest as well?
Absolutely. I'm in the watermelon eating and
you're
the seed spitting contest. I'm not going to be able to do it.
you can spit a seed?
Absolutely not. I'm just going to have to try my best.
Okay. Now, you say you're doing the college thing, Kaylin. Tell us about what you're studying, where you're going, what's the dream job, etc.
Here we go. Here's the big question.
Yeah.
This is the Eagle Hour.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've done hair and makeup. That's what I've recently been doing. I work at a pageant dress store.
Okay.
I'm also a pageant coach and a modeling coach and a model.
Gotcha.
And then I'm about to get into dog grooming. I'm not exactly sure. It's a trade school, so I'm not sure which college I would like to take that from. But I want to do dog grooming.
But where are you in school now?
I'm not in school right
now. Oh, okay, okay.
I thought you had, not right now.
You had done the college thing, you were saying.
Trying to figure out where to go and everything.
Of State, Ole Miss, and Southern Miss, what would you think is the best
one? It's the Eagle Hour, Kaylin, but don't let that affect you.
I have no idea. I know I really love Mississippi State's people, but Ole Miss has a great campus, so.
Kaylin, God bless you. It's a good thing we were not filling out ballots back tonight.
She needs to pursue a career in public speaking.
She does. She's very articulate. There's any question.
She does a good job
that.
Representing us.
Thank you.
So are you going to be like wearing a dress when they throw you in the creek?
I really hope not. I'm pretty sure I'll be in t-shirts and a short, because after the watermelon eating contest, y'all, there is going to be watermelon running all down my clothes. I'm going to have to be in a t-shirt.
Okay. Mayor, what's the longest anyone's ever spit a watermelon seed?
It's according to how high they were. No, I think actually it's 27 feet.
27 feet?
They spit a watermelon 27 feet?
Yeah, the seed, Kelly. Not the whole melon.
No, I know, but I don't think I could throw a seed 27 feet, let alone spit it 27 feet.
You wouldn't even walk 27 feet.
You got to be conditioned.
No, yeah. Well, then I'm out. I'm out already.
Mayor, what's this festival mean to your town and the county?
It means a lot, not only to the town and the county, of the adjacent communities, the other subdivisions of the state that adjoin us. It's our first responders. And it's like we talked about before so many times that, you know, 3/4 of your first responders are volunteers.
So the money from this
goes to the first responders, our volunteer fire department. And I stress the word volunteer.
Got it. Mayor, thanks for letting us come to your fine city.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Kaylin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Super Talk Eagle Hour will continue from Mize, Mississippi next.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Hour is on the road. Again, we're down in Mize, Mississippi at the Mississippi Watermelon Festival. It all kicks off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They got all kinds of food trucks out here. They're going to have live entertainment, as you heard. They're going to have watermelon eating contests, watermelon seed spitting contests, just a lot of family fun. And it'll start this afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock all day tomorrow. And if you're looking for a fun activity to bring your kids to in the great family afternoon, Kelly, this would be a great place to come.
There is nothing more Americana
than this kind of thing.
Than the Watermelon Festival in Mize. And we kind of talk, us oldsters talk about shows like Andy Griffith and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the things that bring small towns together are events like this. And as the mayor was talking about, it's not just Mize, but Taylorsville and Raleigh and the whole county can be proud of something like this. And when you get to hang out with your neighbors, people you go to church with and work with and go to school with, but you don't get to do it lots of times in a social setting. And man, it just warms your heart to see things like this. I love small town stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
I completely agree.
It's one of the funnest festivals. I was telling the mayor before we got here, I remember as a kid, my dad used to help run the Taylorsville Post.
This is Ben Windpigler, by the way, folks.
Host of the Ben Windpigler show.
That's right.
I can't believe he just said that. Can you believe that? Michael Mergens, can you believe what you just heard him say?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We've created a monster.
You have.
We have created a monster.
He hasn't mentioned his office assistant yet.
No, not yet. But anyway.
And his vehicle.
My station, the fine driving machine. But anyway, I remember coming up here as a kid, you know, with my dad, and just thinking it was the coolest thing, you know, the watermelon eating. Just like you said, just a small town festival. I mean, it's so much fun.
No, it's great stuff, man. They're just that. This is, Kelly, you and I have talked about this a lot. These people, and the last time we were over here at this restaurant, these people are the salt of the earth. These are the best people on the planet that live in communities like this right here, in my humble opinion.
And we went to Sam's restaurant today.
Yeah, delicious catfish.
Ate at Sam's, the hamburger house right across the street. And, of course, then we had the other choices of...
That was the choices.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hunt's Brothers Pizza in the gas station.
Okay.
Talk about gourmet dining.
Gourmet dining. Hey, look, Bob, I'm looking at your watermelons right there that we're going to get you. So don't worry. You will leave with a watermelon.
I'm counting on a watermelon. And then I'm going to hit the – this is another thing about small town America. Down here is a farmer's market.
Yep. Yeah.
With tomatoes and vegetables, and Bob will be making a stop there on the way.
Not going to find that in Jackson.
He also mentioned, which I mentioned a couple days ago, if I can take Highway 35, I always will, coming north, because really when you get north of Mize toward Raleigh, there's lots of hills, rolling hills. Smith County, I really think, is a
really pretty drive.
It really is. Now, you got to be careful, especially north of Raleigh. That road gets really windy.
Yeah.
35 gets really windy, but it's just beautiful area.
It is.
Yeah, really pretty area. Just a great place to be, no question. All right, one reason that we asked the host of the Ben Windpigler show.
Which is, when does that air, by the way? Ben?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 9 to 10. And it's Good Morning Pine Belt.
No, you said it was the Ben Windpigler show.
I'm leaning into the jokes.
Okay.
Michael, next week, bring him to your office and explain to him how we do these things.
He's going to have to widen the door to get him in.
Yeah.
That head.
He's got a shirt on right now, monogrammed, Mergens, that says... The Ben Windpigler show. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Did you trade that? I mean, is this something I need to be aware of?
It is a trade.
Before Jackson calls me?
I don't pay for things anymore.
Hey, Ben, I want to ask you, because you do actually have a Southern Miss shirt on, and I don't know whether we started it on this program or whether Southern Miss inadvertently did it, but apparently the storm has been stirred up over this tailgating situation.
Yeah.
And you used to work at Southern Miss before you were working with us here at Super Talk. And I just, is this something that the university inadvertently created? Is it, and because there's just a lot of arms, there's a lot of departments in a university, any university.
There are, you know, and you say it's started. Honestly, I mean, I've been out of Southern Miss now for almost 3 years, and it was becoming a thing then, you know, it was becoming an issue. And I never will say throw anybody into the bus, because 90% of the people that I worked with, no matter what department, we're working hard and we're doing things to truly try to make Southern Miss better. But that is part of the problem, is the fact that there are so many different departments trying to figure out the same thing. I mean, the first thing people think, tailgating, oh, it's got to be the athletic department's fault. Well, that's not true. The athletic department, yes, they did have things to do with, you know, how some of the tailgating was done as far as what was presented and everything. But a lot of times, you know, that's on the grounds. That's the physical plant. You've got the
law enforcement.
The law enforcement aspect of it. UPD. You've got just the university. So Dr. Paul's office and everything that all kind of work in there together. And you've got so many different hands and so many different places. And you know, I'll tell you, there was times when I was there when decisions would be made about where people could tailgate and this and that, and I'm like, guys, why are we doing this? But again, it was out of our hands.
Explain, if you can, how they plan to enforce that. No tailgating after the game starts. A limited number of people can remain under the tent. Well, are we going to have the tent patrol where they go around and say, oh, no, wait, there are too many of you under the tent. You've either got to go in the stadium or leave.
And, Bob, if you read the rule to the letter, it says the tailgating is not even allowed after the game.
So
tailgating stops once the game begins, which means you couldn't even go back and tailgate after the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that would be patrolled, to be honest with you. I don't really know. The only thing that I can think as far as, because what happened, and it even happened when I was there, is people would leave their tailgates unattended, and then if something would happen, they would try to blame it on us, on the university. Okay, well, we're not liable.
Don't you think anybody with common sense?
Well, Kelly, this is 2025. As my father-in-law says, throw common sense out the window. It's not there anymore.
It's not that common.
And no, it is not that common. So people, I don't know. I mean, people would think that, and then it'd become an issue and deal with that. The only thing that I could think is they are trying to encourage people to come in. But, I mean, you can't – they've made it to the campus at that point. And honestly, and I love Southern Miss, and I you know, live or die Southern Miss, I'm to the bone. But we're not really in a position to be turning away people from campus. We're just not. I mean, it's out there. Everybody knows. Obviously, we have some great things going, and I think we're going to get better, and people will be there. I don't think we're in the position to turn it. I don't know how they're going to enforce it. I don't know if they will enforce it. If they do, it'd be UPD. That would be the only way, if you had somebody out there patrolling. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if they're going to kick somebody out or what.
And please understand, we echo your sentiments.
Yeah.
We love Southern Miss. We're going to go to the game,
yeah,
no matter what. But I'm with you, man. We used to tailgate in front of the lake there by Hardy Street, tents right there by the lake, and we had a grand old time.
Yeah.
And people, when they drove by, would see us tailgating, having a good time.
Correct.
People want to be where other people are.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah,
by not allowing tailgating out in front like that, at least that close to the road, it looks like a ghost town.
Another great place to tailgate year in, year out is around the administration building,
yep,
around the fountain, close to Hardy Street. And you're right, Kelly. You drive down Hardy Street back in the day, and the campus just looked alive.
That's a good word.
Yep.
And it seems to me that invites more people to come be a, hey, man, look at that. I want to be a part of that.
No, you're absolutely right. And look, I get it. If they want to protect the Rose Garden, a lot of people work very hard to make that look good. Rope it off.
Yeah,
right.
That's fine.
Yep.
If you don't want kids jumping in the lake or somebody accidentally drowning in the lake, rope that off. But don't tell people they can't be there.
Yeah. Now, I will say, in some defense of where and things they can tailgate, it's like with anything with crazy rules. There's usually a reason. And if I had to guess, one too many times somebody messed something up, even if it was roped off, and they're trying to protect this, and that's why.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But my answer to that is if you got a few bad apples, pull them off the tree.
Yeah.
But don't cut down the whole tree.
Yeah, 100%.
Because of a couple apples.
I agree. And one thing I'll say, too, is, you know, everybody is saying, hey, you know, well, State's going to think this and Alcorn. Now, Alcorn, Jackson State, they, I don't know what their policies are. But I do know for a fact the policies at SEC schools, when you go up there to tailgate, if you think our policies are strict, okay, you can't even set your own tailgate up for the most part. You have to have their people set it up in specific places. So they are really hard on tailgating. So they, I mean, nah, I'm not saying that they don't all pay for it, but I mean,
and that's a fair point.
Yeah,
so that's fair.
So it's not just us.
Yeah. So as bad as we might think we have it, other places might have it even worse.
They do.
And I say this with love and respect to my alma mater. We're not in the same position.
No,
as
no, no, 100%. I mean, we're not in a position to turn anybody away. Right. I agree.
Correct.
I agree.
Correct.
Not for football anyway.
By the way, on a brighter note, on our way up here, we talked to the one name that people were more relieved about baseball than any name. Colby Allen is coming back, will be on the Eagle Hour Monday to tell us all about it. So we're looking forward. A great, great kid. We're really, really happy that he's coming back.
And I also inquired about a low interest, you know, short term loan.
To which he just laughed.
He did.
All right,
indeed.
We're going to wrap things up from the Watermelon Festival in Mize, Mississippi next. Stay with us, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. We're at the 47th annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival in Mize. I want to thank our great sponsors that made it possible for us to come up here today. Taylorsville Tire, CNS Body Shop, Taylorsville Drugs, Taylorsville Poultry Supply, Smith County Emergency Hospital, and of course, the Smith County Board of Supervisors. The lady in charge of all of this, the festival coordinator, the boss, the queen, the iron-fisted authority is with us now, Teresa Stewart. And, boy, that's quite a title that we had to read for you right there.
Oh, I don't know who wrote that.
So, Teresa,
we need to talk about that.
Did you draw the short straw?
Apparently. I think the way it started was the year that we had to have somebody new to do it, or kind of as we began to grow and we realized we needed more than just kind of working. Somebody looked at me and said, well, can you do this? And I was like, I don't know. I'll try. I didn't know what it was going to become. But we have everybody here is a good group. We have a good group of people that work together. It takes everybody working together.
So. Undoubtedly, this is not something that you started working on last week.
No, I will start next Monday morning working on next year.
Is that right? So it really is a year-round
thing. It's a year-round thing. Some months are busier than others, but it takes a long time. And you know,
Kelly and I were talking on our way up here. I'm married to a woman that was born in Sunflower, Mississippi, about the size of Mize, and Kelly was talking about how he loved coming to these type communities. This really is the salt of the earth in little communities like this, isn't it?
This is what America's about. This is what Mississippi's about. This is what any small town is about. This is the, you know, not just our people here, because we draw people from everywhere. We draw people from all over the state. We draw vendors from several states. And, you know, I have a couple set up uptown now that came from Michigan. They're passing through, and they made an extra day to stop and spend the day here. They're leaving out in the morning. But this is hometown America. This is what we're based on. This is your neighbors and your friends and enjoying community. And local people here know, because we have gated areas and we're behind a fence. You know, they come here and let their kids play. You know, the kids play in the kids' zone and stuff, and they don't have to – you know, we're a good safe area. I like to think we're a good safe area.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Teresa, is according to the mayor, you're going to have 20 times your population.
That's true.
Through these gates this weekend. So what recommendations do you have as far as parking goes to maybe first-timers who have never come?
Main Street will be closed tonight and tomorrow because we have a Jeep show tonight and a car show tomorrow. So my suggestion is, as you come into town, start looking for a place to park. Because we don't have big parking lots because we are a small town. Now, the wood yard is, we have a wood yard here, which is where they haul out logs and all. They will be closed tomorrow, and so they'll be parking there. And so, but today they're operating, so you can't park there. But just start looking and find a place. This is a place that you'll need to walk a lot because we're kind of scattered out, and yep. It's everybody walks.
Break down for us in the few minutes we have left the schedule.
Okay, we start today at 3:30. We have a Jeep show on Main Street starting. They'll start registering at 5:00. And then we have 5K run that starts registering at 6 and it starts at 7. We have Andy Gibson's going to be here this afternoon, and he's going to sing, actually, at 5 or 5:30.
He's the Ag Commissioner.
Yeah, he's the Mississippi Agriculture Commissioner, but he's also sings, so he's coming. He's been real good about supporting us because we are an agricultural festival. And then we have local entertainment, and then we have the band Ransack tonight, too, and they start at 7:30. In the morning, we start off at 8:30, 18 Mile Band from Hattiesburg. They'll be performing about 9:15. We have some local entertainment. We have seed spitting contest, watermelon eating contest, the biggest watermelon contest. And we have local entertainment. And then tomorrow night, we have Jeff Bates at 6:00, and we have Colin Stow at 8. So we run on, and all the watermelon you can eat.
Teresa, really?
Start cutting this afternoon, all the watermelon you can eat.
So seriously, you can come eat free watermelon.
Free watermelon all weekend long. Mr. Will Allen, who is one of our watermelon producers, provided the watermelons this year. We normally partner with Shannon Powell Farms, but he sold out this year. We promoted him till he sold out. So Will Allen was stepped up, and he's provided our watermelons. And we have over 200 watermelons on the trailer right now that we will cut all weekend.
Do you know how, we asked the mayor, he was honest and said he didn't know a number. Do you know how many watermelons are produced every year in Smith County?
I don't. I do know this. There are a lot of them. And we have, honest, I mean, it seems to have expanded in the last few years as watermelon has grown in popularity. And just like Powell Farms, his sons always farmed with him, and now they're farming separately, so that's even more, you know. And there's a lot of people coming back into this area and farming. Right. We still have a lot of farms.
Two watermelon questions. This is for you.
Okay.
This is for the festival coordinator, Teresa Stewart. Red meat or yellow meat?
Red.
Salt or no salt?
Salt.
We're right there together.
Yeah, I got to have a salt.
I'm a no salt guy. But with everybody eating free watermelon, Teresa, where are the additional portable toilets?
I don't know if that's an issue, but we do have portable toilets, and we do have, the town has some bathrooms. That the park has just been renovated, so they've just been renovated. So
thank you very much for letting us come on.
Y'all just come on and enjoy it.
It's our pleasure to come promote your festival. And we encourage everybody that listens to this radio show to come up and have a good time tomorrow.
Yeah, all the proceeds go to the Miles Volunteer Fire Department.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank y'all.
All right, that wraps us up. 47th Annual Mississippi Watermelon Festival kicking off here in about an hour and a half. Bring your family, man. It's going to be a great weekend in Mize, Mississippi, Kelly.
And there aren't many things you can take your whole family to anymore.
Well, this is one, though. Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.